Hello, everybody. Welcome to this podcast, a special edition podcast. And it's quite interesting about the Ukraine and Russia war and what I've just learned. It's all about not just watching and reading media stuff, but it's also learning about the Ukrainians. And yes, before I start this, it was a shocker. For some people, it will be absolutely shocking what I'm going to tell you, what I've learned. Just now, in fact. it's kind of got to me a little bit. It's shocking. But before I do that, before I tell you, I will explain that, and it's a universal language, universally known, well known, two wrongs don't make a right. Okay, so it never made a right, and even if you're a coward, even if you're a prick, it don't make any difference what you are, two wrongs don't make a right. So, so Russia killing Ukrainians now, the war in Ukraine now, killing innocent civilians, is wrong, okay? It's wrong, it should stop, and I believe it will stop tomorrow. But we'll have to see, we'll have to wait and see. It might continue, who knows? I don't know what's going to happen, but it's hopeful. I'm hopeful that it will all stop from tomorrow. I'm not saying that it was right to kill all these civilians. There's different ways of doing things. He's gone about it the wrong way, destroying towns and cities, people's lives. Okay, so we understand each other now, right? So the information I have will shock you. The Ukrainians in World War II, 250,000 of them were helping the German army. Many of them, the police, the Ukrainian police, were at the train. If you remember, at the if you remember the trains that they were rolling in with all them Jews, they thought all the Jewish people were told that they were going on a holiday. And they ended up going to the chambers and being gassed to death. The Ukrainian police were enlisted as camp guards. So they are complicit, entirely complicit with the Germans of killing millions of innocent Jewish people. Yes, I know, some people will know this, but not a lot of people do, and that's a bit of a shocker, isn't it? They helped in every sector, the German army, to do what they did, the atrocities that they did. They are complicit. Now, I heard Putin talk about and Nazis, and the reason why he's attacking Ukraine is because of the Nazis getting a bigger influence, perhaps. Do you know something? I don't like Putin. I don't like him at all. I think what he's done, as I've said at the beginning, is wrong. Totally wrong. But I get him now. I'm sort of looking at saying, well, Putin's actually... he's bang on the fucking nail here. Like, yes, he shouldn't be killing innocent people. I mean, the people of Ukraine now has got fuck all to do with World War II. But there's Nazis in there. There must be Nazis, that this Nazi sympathisers. And he might have realised that it could be getting out of hand. And we could have a serious situation on our hands. The world would have a, a much worse situation. So that's the guess, by the way. I don't know. These far right people, you know, they're a bit fucked up. So, and there is far right people here in Trafford as well, let me tell you. I know that. So, I well know that. So, what do you think of that, people? Do you now think the Ukrainians are worth it now? It's something to think about. Now, if you don't believe me, you can simply go to Wikipedia. You can look up anything you want on any platform about history, about the World War II, about the Germans. And all you have to do is put in to search Ukrainian collaboration with Nazi Germany. So I have to put into Google search, and you'll get a whole load of information about what the Ukrainians did to the Jews in World War II. Of course, the Germans gassed them. You know, at the end of the day, the Germans are Hitler's Germany. Were the main people that was killing the Jewish people and everybody else. But the Ukrainians helped them to do that in a very, not just a small way, but in actually a very big way. I'll read you a little bit of what I've uncovered. It's just When you get a story and it's in bold, that's the point that they want you to read. So I'll read you that. Ukrainians who collaborated with the Nazi Germany did so in various ways, including participating in the local administration, in German supervised auxiliary police, and Schutzmannschaft in the German military, and serving as concentration guard camp guards. So what we would see is that all these Jewish people, thousands, tens of thousands of innocent lives were put into these camps, which I'm pretty sure a lot of people would have seen, Auschwitz or camps, you know, where it's like a big railroad that goes right through it. That goes right through it. So these camps, these concentration camps, they were all locked in there, and they must have known, I mean, that's stupid people, they must have known that, hold on a minute, why are we all in these camps for, when we're supposed to be on holiday? Like, where's the food, why can't we go out? What? And the thing is that the Ukrainians would have, of course, their camp guards, I've just mentioned it, they would have made sure that they did not escape. So I'm coming from. So they had a massive play in killing them Jewish people. Now, like I said at the beginning, I'm not saying the people here, in today's world, it's got nothing to do with World War II. But why should we be helping these people if they killed tens of thousands, millions of bloody Jewish people for absolutely nothing because they are Jewish people? Why are we helping them for? Why is the world helping them for? Putin is right. They're fucking Nazis. The Nazi sympathizers, they will be always with them. It'll be in their psyche. It'll be in their history, their mums and fathers, their dads and the granddads, and especially the granddads and the grandmas, great grandmas, all these people, they will know about it. They're all Nazi sympathizers. They must be. Many of them. And we are actively protecting a Nazi state. Now then, reason why I've got into this, I'm not messing about. I have thought about, because there's two sides to a story. Where I am now is only one side of the story, but there's two sides to a story. The both sides have to be heard. Now, everyone's going against Russia, right? Everybody is going against Russia. But no one's ever thinking about what has Ukraine done in all of this? Why is it that Putin is so paranoid about them being Nazis? Why? I mean, that is what my question is. I have thought about this for a long, long time. It's not just today, but it's just that I needed that link. I was thinking about it. I was reading, trying to read about it, but I didn't have that link. I have that link now. And that is why I'm doing this special podcast for you guys. So, Tyson Fury, he says he's not going to box anymore, but they all say that. Eventually, something could come about. He'll get fucking pissed off. And he'll jump back in the ring again. Massive big... He'll just say there's a huge big pay, and I couldn't refuse it. I'm in a good shape. I might as well do it. I can't deal with it. Someone like that, and he'll end up boxing again. But he's just come on TikTok and said the same things. Now, I didn't know that the Ukrainians also killed tens of thousands of gypsies. I didn't know that. I honestly didn't know if they killed the gypsies, the gypos, or what you want to call them, gypolatas. And they killed them all, as well as the Jewish people. I didn't know that. So, now I do. And he come out saying that another boxer that he once fought, he said some really nasty things to Tyson Fury, and he's come out retaliated and said he was going against the Ukrainians. I mean, the Germans, not the Germans, the USA and all that. Different other countries, and then he just said, he just mentioned the camp guards, and that gave me the link that I needed. And yes, it's true. So I have a different opinion now on Ukraine, a completely different opinion. And I think you may well do too. But you must read, as well as listen to me, but you must read and learn about it. I'm going to watch videos, and it'll show Ukrainians. I'm pretty sure get them images of them at the camps. There's got to be footage. Camp guards. This is really shocking, and I don't know how far this will go. Of course, Tyson Fury is a famous guy. It will get around because of Tyson Fury, but I think it's really important that everybody knows about this, gets onto their MP, and gets to that stupid Boris Johnson, that clown, and says, just hold your horses just for a minute. These people are fucking Nazis. And Putin is absolutely fucking bang on the nail. But there's still no need to be killing innocent people. That's making it wrong. So everyone is right to stop Putin. But we've got to look at it from a different point of view now. We can't be supporting Ukraine. We have to make sure that the civilians are safe, yes, fair enough, but we can't be supporting them. the way we are. I mean, I've seen the Ukraine. It's a really nice little thing that Sale did here in Trafford, and we in Sale Stanley Square. Well, it used to be called Sale Square Shopping Centre, Sale Shopping Mall, or whatever. Now it's called Stanley Square. It's quite nice, actually. So I've actually, now that they've nearly completed it, I'm starting to like the place. It's not too bad, to be honest with you. Just needs some, I don't know, better looking, you know, some shops that people really want. Seems to be shops that are a bit quirky. We want name branded stores. We don't want these fucking pop-up shops. Anyway, that's another thing. But on the wall, a really nice mural of post-it, these little yellow post-it things, and all messages for Ukrainians from Sale people. I would imagine it's just from Sale, maybe from other parts, I don't know. And a massive, in blue and yellow post-its, as in the Ukrainian flag, with peace and hope or whatever it is on the wall. And no one knows. I honestly believe that nobody really knows what the Ukrainians did in World War II. No one knows. I didn't know. And I think people will change their minds really quickly if they knew what I know. So let's read a little bit more of this collaboration. I'll read it. The occupation. Those Ukrainians who did collaborate with the German occupiers did so in various ways, including participating in the local administration, as I've said before, blah, blah, blah. Nationalists in Western Ukraine were among the most enthusiastic and hoped that their efforts would enable them to re-establish an independent state later on. For example, on the eve operation of Barbarossa, as many as 4,000 Ukrainians operating under German orders sought to cause disruption behind Soviet lines. After the capture of Lviv, which we know about now has been completely destroyed, a highly contentious and strategically important city with a significant Ukrainian minority, ONU leaders proclaimed a new Ukrainian state on June 3rd, 1941, and simultaneously encouraged loyalty to the new regime in the hope that they would be supported by Germans. Already in 1939, during the German-Polish War, the OUN had been a faithful German auxiliary. Professor Ivan Kachanovsky writes that during the war, the leadership of OUNB and UPA was heavily engaged in Nazi collaboration. He wrote that at least 23% of its leaders in Ukraine were the auxiliary to police. A battalion 201, as well as the as other police formations, and 18% took part in training in Nazi Germany's military and intelligence schools in Germany and Nazi-occupied Poland. 11% served in Nachtigall and Roland battalions, 8% in local administration during the Nazi occupation, and 1% in the SS Galicia division. According to Kachanovsky, the percentage of Nazi collaborators among the ONUB and UPA leadership is likely higher than those numbers, since data from the early occupation are often missing. Despite initially acting warmly to the idea of independent Ukraine, the Nazi administration had other ideas, particularly in Lebensraum program and the total Aryanization, something of the population. If preferred to play the Slavic nations against one another, OUN initially carried out attacks on Polish villages to try to exterminate Polish populations or expel Polish enclaves from what the OUN fighters perceived as Ukraine territory. Okay, so there's some information. I'm more interested in the Holocaust, the atrocities against the Jews during the Holocaust in Ukraine started with a few days of the beginning of the Nazi occupation. There are indications that the Ukrainian army, Ukrainian auxiliary police formed on 20th of August 1941 was using roundup of Jews for the Babi Yar massacre and in other massacres in cities and towns in modern-day Ukraine, such as Stepan, Lviv, Lutsk and Zhytomyr or something. On the 1st of September 1941, Nazi-sponsored Ukrainian newspaper Volyn wrote, "The element that settled our cities, Jews, must disappear completely from their cities. The Jewish problem is already a process of being solved." This is the fucking Ukrainian newspaper, Nazi-sponsored Ukrainian newspaper said that. Reinforced by religious prejudice, anti-Semitism had turned violent in the first days of the German attack on the Soviet Union. Auxiliary, that's what I'm trying to say, flipping it, auxiliary police. Sorry about that. So this is really fucked up. This is really, really fucked up. Concentration camp guys. I'm going to click on that. Let's see what they say. So let's just read this. It's interesting for people that really don't know about it. The first camps were established in March 1933, immediately after Adolf Hitler became Chancellor of Germany. Following the 1934 purge of SA, whatever it is, the concentration camps were run exclusively by SS via the Concentration Camps Inspectorate. So it was already before the Jews were massacred, they were already established long before. But I'm looking for, I'm actually looking for Ukraine. So let's try and figure this one out. Keep going down. We need the camp guards and what they did. Right, let's see. So this guy called Himmler, I'm sure everyone has heard of him, called for a war against the organized elements of subhumanity, including communists, socialists, Jews, Freemasons and criminals. Himmler won Hitler's backing and was appointed chief of German police on the 17th of June 1938. On the six SS camps operational as of mid-1938, or was it six, can't see, only two Dachau-Lichtenberg still existed. Oh yeah, in 1938, in the place of the camps that was closed down. So they were actually closed down at some point. So let's... World War II, there we go. This should make a bit of a difference. This is really quite as much the same as what we've got today. At the end of 1939, prisoners of Flossenbürg, Satchel's son, Schonersmith, and other concentration camps were murdered as part of false flag attacks. That sounds like what we've had today, in today's world. Staged by Germany to justify the invasion of Poland. During the war, the camps became increasingly brutal and lethal due to the plans of the Nazi leadership. Most victims died in the second half of the year. Five new camps were opened between the start of the war and the end of 1941. Outside Hamburg, Auschwitz, June 1940, which initially operated as a concentration camp for Polish resistance activists. I didn't know that. I didn't know they were for Polish activists. I mean, why would you want a concentration camp for an activism? It's just bloody ridiculous. The number of prisoners tripled from 21,000 in August 1939 to around 70,000 to 80,000 in early 1942. This expansion was driven by the demand of forced labour and later invasion of the Soviet Union. Okay. So let's try and find. Um, Beginning in 1941, secret Soviet prisoners of war were killed within the concentration camps, usually within a few days of their arrival. By mid-1942, when the operation finished, at least 30,000 Soviet prisoners had been murdered at Auschwitz. The SS used Zyklon B to kill Soviet prisoners and improvised gas chambers. So it wasn't just Jewish people, but Soviets, the Soviets, the Russians suffered massive loss of life there. 34,000 prisoners. Goodness me. In 1942, the emphasis on the camps shifted to the war. By 1943, two-thirds of prisoners were employed by war industries. The death rate skyrocketed, with an estimated half of 180,000 prisoners admitted between July and November 1942, dying by the end of the interval. Orders to reduce deaths in order to spare inmate productivity had little effect in practice. During the second half of the year, Auschwitz swelled in size, fueled by the deportation of hundreds of thousands of Jews, and because the centre of the camp system, it was the deadliest concentration camp, and Jews sent to their face a virtual death sentence, even if they were not immediately killed, as most were. In 1943, 74,000 of the 224,000 registered prisoners in SS concentration camps were in Auschwitz. In 1943 and early 1944, additional concentration camps, Riga in Latvia and Kovno in Lithuania, Valvera in Estonia and Krakow Plasno in Poland, were converted from ghettos or labour camps. These camps were populated almost entirely by Jewish prisoners. Along with new main camps, many satellite camps were set up to more effectively leverage prisoner labour for the war effort. This is a fucking hell. This is a real fucking plan, wasn't it? So we have to look at what the Ukrainians did. Because that's what we need to do. So far it's not come up, so we're just having that there yet to the Ukrainians. Bloody hell, there's more than even I thought died. Absolute crazy. So these Ukrainians were guards of these concentration camps. So I'm thinking that prisoners died. Most of the fatalities occurred during the second half of World War II, including at least a third of the 700,000. What's this saying? It's during camps, the number of survivors at no more than 475,000, calculating that at least 1.1 million of the registered prisoners must have died, according to the estimate. At least 800,000 of the murdered prisoners were not Jewish. Ah. Well, that puts another... another slant on it. So now you can kind of understand that Ukraine not only helped the Germans, but Russia now, Putin in his back of his mind, I guess, I'm just guessing, it's revenge. It just sounds like revenge to me. Like it's getting to Ukrainians because Ukraine helped the Germans, and because there's got to be Nazis in Ukraine, That's what he's thinking is. Because the Germans killed more Russians than they did Jewish people, that I've just read now, by a long shot. So, there it is. Fucking hell. Holy shit. So, what do you think of that? Do you think that Ukraine is a great place now? Do you think we should support them after what I've just told you? Well, it's up to you what you want to do. What you want to continue supporting these people. But I know my feelings are completely different now. So, so lastly, on this special podcast, I want to make it clear that, and again, I'm going to keep this clear, is that no innocent people or animals should be hurt, and they're being killed right now. I think it's all to do with maybe Putin has got this health problem. I do believe it's a possibility that he could be dying, and it's his way of getting back to all the bloody hundreds of thousands of innocent, possibly innocent, no, I wouldn't say them all, I wouldn't say they were all innocent, but the loss of life was much more than the Jewish in Nazi Germany. And I'm thinking that that was the reason why he has decided to do something, but he's done the wrong thing. You can't be killing innocent people. And hopefully tomorrow will be the day when it all ends. I hope so. It needs to end. Right, guys. So at least you know now. It's quite surprising. There's much more to learn for me even. I'm at the beginning of this. I have a recording before I go somewhere of Tyson Fury talking. Here we go. And I'll give you that now. Here we go. So I'll try and get this as.
This is a message for Vladimir Klitschko. He recently said I'm like Hitler in the articles in the newspapers. Vladimir obviously has no education on the matter, and he doesn't realise that Hitler killed hundreds of thousands of gypsies, if not millions. And to call me that, Vladimir, is a very, very, very bad insult, friend, because a lot of my ancestors were killed and murdered and brutally mass murders by Hitler. For you to call me that is a very bad insult. Let's not forget that your people, the Ukrainians, were the guards of the death camps where my people were slaughtered. So if you really want to go into it, we both can play silly cunts, can't we? You stupid fucking Ukrainian prick.
Okay, so that is Tyson Fury getting a bit upset there. It's thought-provoking, isn't it? When you start realising there's two sides to a story, and all we've ever had is one side of the story, things change, don't they? It's always good to get two sides of the story. Try that to your housing association. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye for now.